Trump backs down for now on immigration, and critics say new copyright rules the EU is considering could break the internet in Europe. This is CRT World's daily news brief for Thursday, June 21st. US President Donald Trump has backed down on separating families trying to enter the United States without valid papers, including those seeking asylum. He signed an executive order that will end the isolated detention of children amid an outcry from all sides. But his supporters are standing firm and say he's just trying to protect the country going into midterm elections in November. Fears of a humanitarian crisis in Yemen's port city of Hodeidah are growing as fighting spills into residential districts. A Saudi-led coalition seized control of the airport on Wednesday, driving out Houthi rebels. The Iran-backed rebels are fighting to keep control of the city, the country's main port, and a lifeline for millions of Yemenis. South Sudan's warring leaders are meeting face-to-face for the first time in almost 2 years to try and end a 5-year civil war. President Salva Kiir and opposition leader Riek Machar shook hands on Wednesday in neighboring Ethiopia. The East African regional bloc is mediating the talks to try to end a conflict that has killed tens of thousands of people and created Africa's largest refugee crisis in more than 2 decades. The death toll from Monday's ferry disaster in Indonesia could top 200, 190 people still missing after the overcrowded ferry sank early Monday evening. The disaster could be Indonesia's worst sinking in more than a decade, unless more survivors are found. That seems to be unlikely. And finally, Google, Facebook, Microsoft, and other tech giants could face more curbs on their power after a European Parliament committee voted in favor of tougher copyright rules. The European Commission called for the changes 2 years ago, and they have some way to go before they become law. If passed, the new law would force online platforms to share revenue with publishers and make them responsible for copyright infringement on the internet. Copyright holders have welcomed the move, but critics say it could break the internet in Europe. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.